Okay, I think we're ready to begin. Tonight's shiur is dedicated in memory of Rav Gershon ben Rav Yehuda. This is the second yahrzeit of Gershon Appel, who he was a Talmid Chacham and scholar, and it's really close to dedicate the shiur tonight with Zecher Nishmasa. We're going to continue with the Mishnah and the Gemara here on Chos Aleph and Aleph. Now we're moving straight. We did our finished our Hakdama stuff. So again, the Mishnah says Kol Shal Shemuta Lechol Machil LeBehema Lachaya UlaOfos. As long as you can eat chametz, you can feed your animals, various types of animals, chametz. In other words, as long as you can be Okel, you can also be Ne'eh. We discussed this halacha already last week. And Umochra Lanachri, you can sell it to a non-Jew as well. Umutabana Asa, and you can derive other benefit as well. Avarzmano Asa Bahanasa. Once it's Asa or Bahir, once it's past the Zman, then it's Asa Bahana, Velayasik Botan or Bakirayim, and you can't even use the comets as fuel to burn something with or to cook with. Rabbiro Merim, Bir Chavitz of the Strefa, Chachon Momrim, Afan Tparer. At the end of the Mishnah, we have the Machlokas of Yehuda the Chachamim about the proper way to go about Bir Chametz. Okay. So we already read the first part of the Gemara. We can skip the first part, but that's the discussion about the earlier Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph and the Machlokas of Yehuda, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. That's what we discussed last week, namely, when is Chametz Asur on Erev Pesach, the Drabana? Is it Asa Bachil already from 10 to 11, roughly speaking, or only from 11 to 12? Is there a difference between Truma and Chulin? And more importantly, we use that as an opportunity to analyze the question whether or not there aren't, at least on a Drabana level, different types of Isur, of Isurei Chametz, an Isur Gavra and an Isur Chafza. Could be that from 11 to 12, where there's Isur Achila Ve'ana, the Isur Achila is also an Isur Chafza. On the other hand, from 10 to 11, when it's not conjoined with Isra Hana, maybe it's Asur Lachol, Mirim Bedaik. We noted the Diyukim that the Griz makes in the Rambam, and then I added a few of my own, and some other Nafkamina, beyond what he discusses to that question, the relationship between the hour, the Isra Achila of 10, and the Isra Achila of the Hana at 11. That's what we discussed last week. So now we're up to the discussion of the various animal machil lebehema. Mishnah says that machil lebehema lachaya ulaofos. That as long as you can eat, you can also feed the animals. So here the Gemara wants to know why are we so specific? Why do we mention behema lachaya and ofos? So the Gemara says here. Lamali lemisne. I'm sorry. Here lebehema lachaya ulaofos. This is. How much is 3, 6, 9? About 13 lines up from the bottom of the page. So the Gemara says, Lamali lemisna behema, lamali lemisna chaya. Why does it say behema chaya and opos? Why not just say you can feed your animal? Why do we have to be so specific? So the Gemara says, Tzricha. The itana behema, very interesting Gemara, itana behema, if we had only mentioned behema, which is a domestic animal, so the imashire, Kozila. There, since you're dealing with a domestic animal, so even if he doesn't, you feed the animal, the animal doesn't eat it all up, so you'll be able to see what's left. And then you'll be able to neutralize it so that it won't become a problem of chametz b'pesach. Avokhaya, the imashaira chametz anila, but a wild animal, right, when he doesn't eat, so he hides his psychology of maybe the, I don't know if it's an innate thing, you know, the difference between behemah and achaya, and it reflects the difference between their natures, or the point is that a domestic animal always has a sense of confidence, I guess, where they're getting the next, meal from. And achaya, has to, fend for itself. So I'm not sure which came first, whether it's a sociological thing about behemahs and achayas, or an innate one. But either way, the Gemara is saying that achaya, the imishayra chametz anima, will hide the squirrel away the chametz. So aim alone. I would think that you're not allowed to feed it. Now, according to this reading of the Gemara, get this in just a second, more fully, but according to this Gemara, it sounds like the chametz anima is worse then kozila. Right? But if someone said behema, I think you're allowed to feed a behema because even if he doesn't eat it, it's visible and we'll take care of it. But the chaya, kabitzamila, he's going to hide the thing and then you're going to have a problem. What's the problem if he hides it? Right? So presumably, if he hides it and you can't find it, so then you're going to violate by Rabbi Matzah. Right? So it sounds like the Gemara thinks that even though you don't know or you can't identify where chametz is, that might be two different things as well. Right? You don't know that for sure that there is chametz. We'll get to it in just a second. But you don't know that there's chametz, or you don't know where the chametz is, even if you know there's chametz, but you can't locate the chametz. Right? It sounds like, nonetheless, you would violate by your own, by Matzah, this line of the Gemara. What's that? Yeah. So the problem is the very next line of the Gemara. This is the problem that bothered some of the Rishon. The Tana Chaya, let's say only said Chaya, only wild animal. So the Gemara says, Mishum, the Mishara, Mia, Mitzana. Because at least the wild animal, when he doesn't, finish it, so at least he'll squirrel it away, he'll hide it. Right? You like that?
Yeah.
I thought you might like that. About behema, zimnin de mishaira, right? But when it comes to a domestic animal, zimnin de mishaira, you won't eat the whole thing, right? V'lamase kadaite v'koy alei b'bayir abayimatzeh. You'll just leave it there, and you'll violate bayir abayimatzeh. Therefore, aim alone. Therefore, I would think that you're not allowed to feed a behemoth, you're only allowed to feed a chaya. Exactly the opposite of what we said before. Tzricha. As for ophos, the Gemara says ophos. Lomeli, I did the ton of behemoth chaya. Tani, nami. Oh, we're not going to leave ophos out of the party once we've mentioned behemoth and chaya already. It doesn't teach us anything, but might as well for the whole gamut, behemoth, chaya, and ophos. But what the Gemara here says about behemoth and chaya is strange. Right, because if you stop the first, sokadaita chamina, it sounds like kamitanila is a problem and you violate by Rabbi Matzah. But if you read on, it sounds like at least kamitanila, there's something redeeming about kamitanila. What's redeeming about kamitanila? You violate by Rabbi Matzah. The Gemara says, however, right, if you're talking about behema, they don't hide it, lamasikadaita, the koya lebe by Rabbi Matzah, Amalo, etc. So this is a very, very problematic Gemara. This is a very difficult Gemara to understand.
Of course, by accident, later, on Pesach.
Could be. And if you come across it on Pesach, so you'll get rid of it. You might say, Lama Freya or Mekan Lama?
No, because
by
the time that you
were
over by, you see it on Pesach.
So where'd you get the seeing from?
Where I get from?
Yeah, the word seeing. Why say? Why did you say seeing? Okay. Anyways, we'll get to the second.
It might need it.
I'm just trying to figure out whether you have inside information.
I mean, why only by you might need it?
So the Maram Chalava, actually, in this Gemara, says the problem of the reason why Kometanima is superior. Again, the first line of the Gemara sounds like Kometzanila is a problem. You don't see it, it's there, and you're going to violate. That's a terrible problem. Then the next line says Kometzanila, not so terrible, at least it's Kometzanila. Right? So what's the difference? What's what happened here? So Ram Chalava says what you said, which is the problem of, or the benefit of Kometzanila is at least you're not going to eat it. But then you might have to change the girsa a little bit, because the girsa in our Gemara is the imishayri kamitzanila, right? The itanachaya again should be imishayri miyamitzana. Al behema zinu zimishayri avla masakadaite the koyalei bebaru abaymatze. So you might have to change the girsa, which some people may have done. That's how the Maram Chalava solves the problem. But otherwise, it seems to be an issue. Now, of course, it's a bigger issue here. I mean, this is it's a apparent steer in the Gemara, which we have to figure out. But of course, it raises an important question. And that is, what are the conditions under which you violate by Matzah? Now, this is a massive topic. We don't want to get, stuck in this topic. It's it's a first parak topic more than it's a second parak topic, but it's here in the second parak, so, that gives us an excuse to speak about it a little bit. So we'll try to confine our remarks, just to today, But it raises a very important question. What are the conditions in violating Bayirah Bayimatzeh? The phrase, Bayirah Bayimatzeh, do not see, do not find, right, or should not be seen or found, right, how literally are they to be taken? To what extent are those just, is that broader terminology and the Isur is an objective one? And if you have chametz in your rishus, now we know that conditions which absolve you from Bayirah Bayimatzeh. And the Gemara says in a few places, in the first parak and in the second parak, Shokha iataroa, vataroa shalacher in the shel gavoa. Meaning if the chametz is owned by a non-Jew on Pesach, or before the onset of Pesach, or by Hekdesh, right? Shalacher in the shel gavoa, so you don't violate Bayirah Bayimatzeh, even if it's sitting in your living room. Right, on display. It's not a nice... It's not proper to have it sitting in your living room, right? But if it is, and it belongs to a non-Jew and to Hekdesh, there's no violation of Bayirah Bayimatzeh. Okay. Now, if your if chametz is in your rishus physically, but it's owned by another Jew, that's much trickier. Much trickier. That's a big machlokas of Rishon. Right? If you take the model of Hekdesh and Akum, right, and you think that what's important about Hekdesh and Akum is that there's a prerequisite of ownership. Of your ownership in order to violate by Rabbi Matze, then it's not Akum Hekdesh, as long as you don't know. The only thing is, we say Shokha Yatara Torah Shokhem Shagavoa, because if you sell it to your friendly neighbor Yisrael, so he's going to violate by Rabbi Matze. Right, so obviously, we zero in on Hekdesh and Akum. But in terms of your own liability, there's no Yichus to Hekdesh and Akum, according to this perspective. The point is that it's a prerequisite for violating by Yirah. Is Bailus. And who are they in Bailus Shal Yisrael? That's one view. Other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, we're very literal about this. If it's owned by an institution or a personality who's mufka from Dine, from Chiyuve, Chametz, so then you're Potter. Right? But Dafka Shal Acherim Vishal Gavoa, Dafka Kachim, Dafka Akum, but if it was owned by Yisrael, if it's in your rishus, but it belongs to Yisrael Chavero, right, or you gave it to Yisrael Chavero, then that wouldn't absolve you. So that's one issue. And I'm not going to go into it more extensively than that, but that's one issue. In general, the question is, to what extent is Bayirah Bayimatzeh then about the presence of chametz in your rishus, right? Again, not only necessarily physical rishus. Physical rishus could be an issue with Yisrael Chavero, as I just mentioned. But let's say, for example, you need some sort of legal rishus. The Gemara in the first parak speaks about violating Bayirah Bayimatzeh by means of shmira. Like let's say you're a shomer on chametz on Pesach. So there are conditions under which you'd have to pay for that chametz, right? Especially, for example, if you're a shoel, right? Kol ano shelo. This is my focus for showing him what level of achrayus, right, is sufficient to establish a chiyuv by your rabbi matzah. Let's say you have non-Jews chametz in your rishos, right? And you have an obligation. Basically, you're a chayyus, you're a shoel, you're a shomer sachar, you're a shomer kinam. Machlokas, where we draw the line, right? Or vice versa. Let's say you own the chametz, and then he's your shomer. Right? That too determines how you. Again, if it's Yisrael Chavero, it's trickier in light of what I just mentioned. So the question of physical rishus alone is not the doesn't seem to be the primary issue. It's a question of legal rishus. But the question is, if you have something in your legal rishus, either through ownership, right, or by means of shmira, so then the question is, if that once that's true, then what do we really care about? Is there any need for you to actually either know that it's there, right, or maybe even knowing, more than knowing that it's there, is it important that you have some sort of relationship with that object, that you have an interest in it, or that you actually visualize it? This is a very important question. What is the nature of Bayirah Bayimatzeh? How objective is it about the connection that you have with it? Or is it more, as I say, about a relationship, more subjective? So this Gemara is not the only Gemara, but one of the Gemaras that is very important for this issue. Because the Gemara here seems to be discussing whether or not, in both the, again, it seems to be a Sira, which we, you know, have ways of solving, but the Gemara here seems to have conflicting evidence. What about Chametz, which is in your Rishus, but it is hidden in your Rishus? It's not visible in your Rishus. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi here says, "Vitanachaya, avamina ki adifa, mishum de'im ishaira, mitanila, v'lo avra alea, bibal yiraya." Rashi says, "V'onzun chaya, I would say chaya is better, right, because it's hidden, v'lo avar alea, bibal yiraya," which is a simple reading of the Gemara. Now there's an intriguing element here. The Marshal changed the Gersa, zeroed in on this Gersa. If you have it in my Gemara, I think they quote it. Second. Yeah. Hagos Marshal, Svar Macher, Nehi, the Avar, the Balyi Matre, the Balyi Ra'a, Loy Avar. That's a huge Kiddush. You violate Balyimatzeh, you don't violate Balyirah. Now, the Marshal doesn't say this, but according to that Girsa, that's a very big Kiddush, but that Kiddush solves the problem. What's the problem? The problem was that the first part of the Gemara seemed to say that if it's Sanua, right, that you don't violate Balyirah Balyimatzeh. What's that? Yeah, the second half seems to say that you do violate. So according to the Marshal's Girsan Rashi, the answer is if it's not visible, you don't violate Bayirah, but you do violate Bayimatzeh. So it's, if it's Chanua, it's better and worse than being visible. Right? It's worse than being visible because visible you can take care of the problem, and if it's Chanua, you're going to violate Bayimatzeh. It's better than being visible, because if it's visible and you don't take care of the problem, you'll violate Bayirah and Bayimatzeh. And if it's Sanua, you're only going to violate Bayimatzeh, but you're not going to violate Bayirah. Okay, that's if you hold like the Marshal. Of course, there's a huge assumption there, and that is that you can split Bayirah from Bayimatzeh. Right? A. And B, that Bayirah literally depends on being able to see it. Right? And Bayimatzeh doesn't. Bayimatzeh is more, the fact that it's Matsui is more objective. Okay. The Bali Tosfos didn't make the distinction between Bayirah and Bayimatzeh, but they do seem to zero in again on this idea that there's no Bayirah, Bayimatzeh, but neither Bayirah nor Bayimatzeh, right? Unless it's Yadua Lecha, it's Matsui Lecha, Birshutzcha. They don't say, you know, Nira, Birshutzcha. Look at the second Tosis. Tosis says, "V'yashminan haya chaya mishum demtzanila. The ain over mishum bal yatmin. The bal yatmin nafkelon miloyim matzei." That's what's the problem. Bal yatmin, you know, hatmana. So it's you might say, well, you know, it's tamun bershutzka, right? And therefore you should violate. So Tosfos explaining, "Ain over mishum bayatzin, do bayatzin nafkalon miloyim matzeh. The ain zem matzui, kivin shen yadua hechanu." Now notice Rashi doesn't say, I mean, Tosfos doesn't say, "Ain zem matzui, kivin shen yadua sheusham." He says, "Kivin shen yadua hechanu." This goes to the question I raised before. Are we talking about a situation, is there a difference between not knowing for certain that something is there, Or not knowing where it is, and that you can't locate it, even though you know it's there? I know that somewhere in my house is a piece of comet, but I don't know where. But everybody will agree that if I know where it is, I'm just not seeing it, and you're probably going to violate. Okay, let's say I'm not sure that it's there at all. I have no reason to put it this way. There are different madrigos. I have no reason to think that it's there, or even more so, I'm an onus because I did a bedika, right? I did bedikas chametz. As far as I know, my property is a chametz free zone, right? And turns out that either I missed something, or somebody slipped something in, or Hulda slipped something in, you know, after the fact, that there was no way, you know, that I was going to be able to, you know, to be aware of that. Right. That's a question of practically, or maybe actually, either misasek or onus. And that's like one extreme. The other extreme is, the opposite extreme is, this comes to my house, right? I know it's there, but I can't locate it, I can't find it, I don't know exactly where it is. In the most extreme is, I mean, how am I, maybe I don't even have to, or maybe I haven't even searched for it. Or it's there, I even know where it is under certain conditions, right? But it's out of sight. Those are two extremes. In between those extremes, right, what about if I'm not sure that there's something there? I did a bedika. Well, I didn't do a bedika, but I have no reason to think that it's there. Or I just don't know that it's there. That's one level. Or I have a suffake that it's there, but I don't know bavadai that it's there. In all these cases on the continuum, right, when do you violate bayira, when not? So just very briefly, so Tosis here is basically saying, ain't over mishum bal yakmin, the bal yakmin nafka milo yimatzai ve'enza matzui kivin she'en yadua heichanu. If we zero in on the heichanu, even if we know it's there, but we don't know where it is, and let's assume Tosis is so extreme. Namely, you look and you can't find it. Or, you know, there's no reason to think that looking is going to help you. Right? Not that you're too lazy nor don't bother. So under those conditions, it seems like Tosa says, you will not violate by your own by monthly. That's
when did you get the seizure of Bal-Yakmin?
Sorry?
Where did you create the seizure of Bal-Yakmin?
Well, that's how good the Gemara has this earlier, in the first paragraph. So let's leave that for now. But yeah. So, yeah. So the truth is that this is a big machlokas between the Rishonim. How to read this Rashi and Tosas, and whether people disagree with Rashi and Tosas. So let's zero in for a moment on these two questions. Number one, before we do, if you look at the back for a minute, the Marshal rereads Tosas. The Marshal, Chachma Shlomo, let's look where you have the Marshal in the back. So the Marshal, we already saw the Marshal's rereading of Rashi, right? There's, you violate Lo Yimatze, but you don't violate Lo Yirah. If you look in the back, again, in the Marshal / Marshal, Chochma Shlomo, right in the beginning of our Perek Kol Shah. So the first one is the one we already read. Nir Bani Sparacher, V'nei Davar V'Val Yimatze V'Val Yirah Lo Yavar. But then he has also next piece. Tosfos Tiber Maskol Yashmin Lo'avar Bayira Nir Beinai. Everybody have it? Perush Dafke the Safek Chametz Ki Asam V'Chein Hacha V'Le'adinan Hi Metzana. The case isn't one where you know that the animal didn't eat it, right, and that he hid it. You gave the animal food. The question is, do we have to worry? You know, that's what Gemara says. The Mishnah speaks about Behema Chaya and Ophos, Behema and Chaya, because in the case of Chaya, right, Imashaira, if the animal leaves it over, Mitzana. So the Marshal says, what that means is, Dafka Besafek. Mechain Haki, Hassan Mechain Haka, Deloya Dinani Mitzana. We're not sure if it's Mitzana. Habal Bevadai Chamet, Le'olam over Bayra Baymatse, Kolhecha Shalom Bitlo, Ba'ain Bahagahasi, Le'el Davav, Gabe Osadei Sa'otzar Ayin Shav. What is that? That's a reference to his comment on Rashi and Abav Medalev. So look at this for a minute, Abav Medalev. I also have this in the sheet here, if you want to look at it that way. I've copied this here. The Gemara in Abav Medalev says as follows. Very famous Gemara. Gemara says, "Hamefarish Amar Avinu Marat." This is towards the bottom of the page. It's about four fifths down. It's the sixth wide line.
Is that the
I'm Rav Yudah Marav, if you want to follow in the Gemara. I have it also on the sheet. I'm Rav Yudah Marav. I'm the Farish Vayotze Vishayara. Let's say a person's going on a long trip. Right? He's going on a caravan. You know, he's going on a long trip. So the halacha is that kodem shloshim yom ein zakuk lebar. If he leaves 30 days before Pesach, right, so he doesn't have to do beer comments. So shloshim yom, within the 30 days, zakuk lebar. He requires beer. Amar Abaya, kodem shloshim yom zakuk lebar lo amar nolo shadat alasa. Abaya originally thought that this obligation to do beer comments before you go on a trip, it's even more limited. Namely, if you're going to be back within 30 days, if you leave, you know, within 30 days, and your intention is also to return sometime during Pesach, so then Zako Klevar. But if either you leave prior to 30 days, or your intention is not to return during Pesach, even if you left within 30 days, Abal Ein Dato Laksar, Ein Zakuk Levaer, even Toshlo Shemyel. That's Abaye's original idea. Then, Amalei Rabba, it's got to be the opposite. He Daito Laksar, Hafilim Rosh Hashanah Nami. If you're going to be around on Pesach, it doesn't matter how early you take your trip, you're going to have to do Bir Chametz at some point. Hello, Rabba. He goes in the other direction. The halacha that you can get away without beer comets if you leave prior to 30 days is only if you're not going to be around on Pesach. Aval datalaksar filum Rosh Hashanah, right? Zakuk levar. If you're going to be around on Pesach, you're going to return on Pesach. But if you're going to be connected to comets, either because you haven't left, you know, prior to 30 days, or because you're going to be back on Pesach itself, either of these conditions will demand a beer chametz. That's the Gemara. V'az Rabba L'Tamei, Dama Rabba Osa Beso Otsar, Kodem Shloshim Yom, Ein Zakuk Levar. If a person makes his house into a storage facility, so if he does that, Kodem Lamed Yom, Ein Zakuk Levar, it's like leaving. Toch Lamed Yom, Zakuk Levar, Bekodem Lamed Yom, Nami Lo Amar Nol Shein Data Lefanoso, Al Data Lefanoso, Apil Kodem Lamed Yom, Nami Zakuk Levar. If he's going to, clear out the storage on Pesach, then even if this takes place, he transforms it prior to 30 days, he is obligated to beer covenants. Then Gemara says, Hani Shloshim Yom, Maya B'Nitayim, what's the magic number of 30 days? We find another context too. It's a very important idea. Kedatanya Sholem Vidarshim Yechus HaPesach Korban Pesach Shloshim Yom. Even though this is not what's up to the Sholem Vidarshim, meaning Sholem Vidarshim shows you that the 30 days prior to the Chag is already this sphere of influence of the Chag. It's already a Zman which is Mitzurah to the Chag. So already things that you're doing now should be connected. We'll see another example of this in the next couple of lines of our Gemara as well. That's the Shaka Natari. It's a very fascinating issue about Mepharish Biyotze B'Sheyam. There's a funny Rashi here. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, Afilim Rosh Hashanah Nami. Again, I have it on the sheet for anybody who doesn't have a Gemara. Afilim Rosh Hashanah Nami, Techihada Bei Bimei Pesach, because if you return on Pesach itself, even though you left more than 30 days before, Avralei, you will violate Banyira, right? Vahishaita Labir Shusei Delabatle. At that point, if you return on Pesach, there's no possibility of Bittul Chametz. We'll talk about Bittul Chametz in a minute, because you can't be Mavakal Chametz Lachar Zman Suro. Shari Yisra Nahu, Bein Shalo. And then Rashi adds, and this is the key controversial words, Ukeshira Ahu, Over Alea. So then what will happen is, he can't get rid of the comments, he can't neutralize Bayurah by means of Bittul, so then when he lays eyes on the comments, he's going to violate. So if you look at the Marshal, again here, and again I have it on the page in the Marshal, because Marshal says, the Marshal is unhappy. Why is the Marshal unhappy? Well, we already got a whiff of the, we're going out of order upon a sequence, but that's why he told us to look. But he was unhappy with the simple reading of Tosfos too. Right? And so he didn't have the diuk of any of the Deah Heichan who? In Tosfos. The way the Marshal read our Tosfos was, our Tosfos seems to say that if it's hidden out of sight, right, you will not violate Bal Yirah, right, that's not considered Matsui, because the Ainatayodea Heichon, who, right, the way I'm reading it, which I think is the way, certainly the way the Bach read it, and many others as well. The Tosfos seems to be saying that even if you know that there's Chametz there, you just don't know where it is, then maybe you need to look, or maybe it has to be difficult to find. That part, that's extreme, I don't think we have to go in Tosfos to say, you know, even not that. But the point is, you know it's there, you just don't know where, you can't locate it. So simple, Pshat of Tosfos is you don't violate by Rabbi Matzah. Now there's a subjective, you know, element in Bal Yirah. It's not just the Metzius, the objective fact that the Chametz happens to be in your Rishus. And what do the Marshal say? That's impossible. Can't be. It's got to be a situation where there's suffix. You're not sure, maybe ate it all up. But if you knew Badite was there, just you couldn't locate it, that would not be a basis for Ptur. And he says, look what I wrote on the Vav Min Aleph. So what did he write on Vav Min Aleph? So look at the Marshal on Vav Min Aleph. He quotes the Rashi, Vav Min Aleph, right? Nir Be'enai, Mashma Da'al Mashim Matza, Eina Over Alav, calls Manshala Rosa. It's not from Rashi that if you don't see it, right, even though it's there, that you will violate. And you will violate. As long as you haven't seen it yet, then I'm sorry, until you've seen it yet, you won't violate. Even if there's no bitl. The davar temahu nehi shelo yavyado levair mikomakam chametz shelo debesohu. It's true, he wasn't around, that he had no ability to be mevair the chametz. Well, what's Marshal saying? Is maybe one could have argued and thought that the violation of Bayra is a function of the potential of Bir Chametz. Meaning, if you don't have the ability, because you're not around, to do Bir Chametz, so you don't violate Bayra either. That's not true, he's saying. It's true you couldn't do Bir at the time, but the fact is that you're connected to this Chametz because you're coming to your property on Pesach, and it's there. So what does it make whether you see it or you don't see it? The over the Bal Yirah calls man shelo bitlo. So what can we do with Rashi? The Meir v'Safek, when he left, called him Shloshim Yom, right? He wasn't sure whether there was chametz there. So when Rashi said until he sees it, meaning, well, you know, you don't know. We don't know that you violated until we know that you violated. We only know that you violated once you know that there's chametz there. We've seen it, or you've seen it. Till then, you don't know that you violated at all. That's not the simple reading of Rashi. The Marsha here.
What's from the chain do you do?
I'm sorry?
What's from the chain do you do?
And therefore?
What is
from the chain?
We know what from the chain do you do is. This is from the chain do you do. If he doesn't know where the chametz is.
Well, that's not true, and that's not necessarily true at all.
Any Yadua,
he doesn't know. Any Yadua, usually, the simple reading of the simple pshat of any. First of all, we don't know that chametz chain Yadua is potter.
Right. That's what I'm bringing up.
We don't know that it's potter. But even if that's the machlokas, that's what we're discussing. I mean, the marshal is saying, if chametz chain Yadua, right, if it's a safek, it's potter. But we'll see in a moment that everybody even agrees with that. But if any of that hechan who, but it's yodua that it's there, he says that's not kramit shen yodua. The simple reading of Tosas on Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph and of Rashi on Vav Amud Aleph against the Marshal is that even if you know 100% that it's there, but you just, according to Tosas, you don't know where it is. According to Rashi, you haven't seen it, then you're potter. But that's exactly what the Marshal didn't like. In both places, that's why he said, look what I wrote earlier. In both places, the Marshal says, it must be a case where there's a suffix. Because if it's Zadai, right, the fact that you have no connection to it, you're not seeing it, you're not knowing where it is, its objective presence is an Issa. Right? That's not any Odua. No. Again, we did find that in the Marshal's reading of Rashi on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. But not here.
And that has nothing to do with whether you plan to come back or not. Yes.
not per se. I mean, again, if you plan to come back,
the promise is there.
Right. It seems like if you plan to come back, then the fact that there is presence of chametz becomes relevant.
So why is it relevant if you're not going to come back?
That's a good question. So unless that's the question of bittul, so according to the Marsha, we'll see in a second, the Marsha's reading is this is all about bittul. Look at the Marsha just for a minute. On Bava Menal. That's the cost of Marshal. This is on the top part, the Marsha part. Cost of a Marshal. And he quotes the Marshal. Mashmad al Mashal Matsaino over a love. Cost of Marshal Lero, etc. Vidover Temo, Ne Shalay beyond the Levar. Come back on the show of the Besahu. Over by Yura, Ad Kan Lashon. End quote. Right? Now he says, Ayin Shamba Orech. The linear Marsha says, I think. The Vade Ari Atfishi Yeshlo. Vadei Chametz, the Beso, not like the Marshal. We're talking about a case where he definitely is Chametz there. Apilachi Kashen Dantalachsar Ein Zakuk Livaer. So, Aso Kenaflo of Mapolas, the Mabatlo Vadayo. So, on the one hand, there's a bit of a Kiddush here. On the other hand, he's neutralizing, with a bit of a Kiddush, he's neutralizing a bigger Kiddush. I mean, the Marshal also partially neutralizes Rashi by saying he's talking about a case of Safek, not a case of Badai. The Marshal is saying he's talking about a case of Badai. But he neutralizes it by saying we're talking about a case of Bittul. If it's Bittul Chametz, there's no Bayirah. It's all Dindrabana. The requirement of Biur and Bidika is all Dindrabana. Alright, so why is there the key of Bidika and Biur? That's where his little Kiddush comes in. You know, it's a little disappointing because it's a planting a bigger, it's a little bigger Kiddush, and that is, this is in the category of Chametz Shanafla Olav Mapolas. The Gemara says in the first parak, let's say you have Chametz, and you know there's Chametz there, but you can't get to it, you know, a Mapolas, you know, it's a wall fell on it, yeah, you know, it's not accessible. So the Gemara says, Chametz Shanafla Olav for Nashanafal of Apoles, Harehu Kimabur, right? Vidayo Bibitl. All you need is Bitl. Now, to say that, just because you're not home, you're on the road, at the time of the Chi of Bir Chametz, that means that the Chametz is Ki'il Nafal Olav Apoles, the Chiddush. Nafal Apoles means it's very difficult, if not impossible, for me to do Bidika here, or to do Bir here, right? If I'm away, so we, and that's, we understand the Marshal's Kiddush, but it's still Kiddush. Meaning, I mean, if what's important about Nafal Bapolas is the difficulty, the lack of access, so then distance maybe can be compared to Nafal Bapolas. If the idea of Nafal Bapolas isn't just lack of access, it's the Harehu Kemavur, not Harehu Kemavur, therefore you don't need more beer, but Harehu Kemavur because it's physically inaccessible, even when you're right, it's been neutralized. In other words, lack of access and lack of ability to be mavayar is not the same as saying that it's been neutralized and neutralized. Just that you don't have the ability to neutralize it. So, in the sense of lack of access, hareu kemavur. In the sense of really being hareu kemavur, it's not hareu kemavur at all. So there's a chiddush of the Marsha's reading of Rashi, but as I say, it supplants a bigger chiddush because by saying dayo bebitol, right, he's taken away the whole bayura daraisa anyway. The simple pshat of Rashi is not like the Marshal, and it's not like the Marsha. The simple pshat of Rashi is that Rashi thinks that ri'iyat hachametz is relevant to bayura, at least in the context where initially it's inaccessible, and or in the case on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, where initially, right, you try to, you know, to be mavar the chametz or to try to get rid of it by feeding it to an animal. If now it's there but you don't see it, the simple reading of Rashi is you don't violate, according to one girsa, you don't violate by Rabbi Yimatzai. According to the Marshal's own girsa, at least you don't violate Bayra, even if you do violate Bayimatza. But either way, the Marshal is totally Lishitaso. Like he rereads Tosus on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, he rereads Rashi on Bava Amud Aleph, in both cases denying what I will call this subjective component. On the other hand, the Bach, in his Paris on the tour, really is excited about Rashi and Tosfos. Kipshuta. I mean, he thinks that, you know, we're talking about a case of Badai, you just can't locate it or you can't see it, and that's sufficient to neutralize the prohibition of Bayer Rabbi Matzah.
According to the Marsha, how does he suggest in Rashi that Bitul took effect? Rashi says Bitul can't take effect because it's also Banach. He's coming back on Pesach. He can't be Mabach.
No. Rashi's saying you can't have Bitul on Pesach when you're there.
Right.
What the Marsha is saying is that at the time, Kodim Shafi Suro, knowing that you have chametz in this other place is the equivalent. Normally, you're not allowed to get away with just Bitul and not Bedika and Biur, Midrabanan. But when you have chametz Shinafral of Mapolas, you are. And this is chametz Shinafral of Mapolas. So you can get away with Bitul.
Kodim Zmano.
Kodim Zmano. What Rashi is saying is,
because you can't take on Pesach.
No, exactly. So Rashi is saying, Kodim Zmano, you can get away with Bitul because if you're going to be there on Pesach itself, so then when you uncover it, you know, there could be a the Mitzvah Drabano would be a Chiyuv. But it's no Chiyuv until you uncover it. You haven't violated Bayimatzeh Drabano, let's say, because of lack of Bdiko Biur, because you did Bitul B'Shai.
Rashi says that in the Batulis, he uses the word Bitul.
Earlier. What Rashi is saying is you can't be Mavadla now, but the Bitul earlier is only going to help you on the Rabbana way the Maharsha is reading it, until you actually see it. Two different points. Okay. So you see already there's a big focus there. So let's share another couple of shittas with you, just to fill out the picture. So let's assume for the moment that Rashi is Mechalik between Bayura and Bayimatzeh, in our sugya, and that Rashi and Avav Ben Aleph is saying, at least in a certain case, I don't know if it's true all the cases, that Re'iya, right, is a prerequisite, at least for Bayira, maybe for Bayira and Bayimat. So what I call the subjective perspective. And the Tosfos on Chaf Aleph Ben Aleph is also saying that he's interpreting our Gemara, that if you're Mitzanale, if you squirrel away, if you hide away the Chametz, so then you don't violate, it's not considered Matsui, even though you know it's there, right? But simply because you don't know where it is. That's a little bit different than saying because you can't see it, but you can't locate it. That's the simple pshat of Rashi and Tosfos. You know, they're a little bit different, but they're mostly the same. And that's how the Bach and many Achronim read them. Unlike the Marshal and Marsha, right, both of whom, you know, neutralized both the Rashi, and not so much the Rashi, and again, Marshal didn't neutralize the Rashi on Chaf Aleph Ben Aleph, but he neutralized the Rashi on Vav Ben Aleph. So did the Marshal neutralize the Rashi on Vav Ben Aleph, and the Marshal neutralizes the Tosfos on Chaf Aleph Ben Aleph. So I just want to bring to your attention.
What's the Yichash of Shemekir Rachulda?
Shema?
Shemekir Rachulda.
Yeah.
Now you're afraid maybe that a Chulda.
Right, what about it?
They get in hiding, so what? You don't know where it is. You know it's
right. That's in the context of Bedika's comments.
Right.
Now, don't say you did a Bedika.
You did a Bedika.
And then you see this Chulda walking around.
Yeah, well,
that's the first paragraph topic.
Right.
You know, you see you did a Bedika, and then all of a sudden you see this Chulda walking around chomping, a sandwich, a comment sandwich.
Right.
You know, and making pirurim. So the question is...
maybe he took it into his lair.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's a little different because that's a situation where it undermines the bedika at the time of the bedika itself. Here you just did a bedika to make sure.
Care of the bittul, if it takes care of your
mitzvah. Well, that's a question in general. Why do you ever have to do bedika?
Take care of the bedika.
Right, but yeah, there is a chiyuv at least drabanan. We'll see to it in a moment. It's a drabanan daraisa, but at least with drabanan, this is generally speaking a chiyuv bedika.
Right.
So if I did a chiyuv bedika, and then all of a sudden a minute later, or 10 minutes later, or an hour later, you know, the chulda is walking around chomping on chametz in the area that I did bedika, he undermines my bedika. So you have to address the chiyuv bedika is gone, right? Your chiyuv bedika is gone. Now it could also affect the rises if you think bedika affects the rises. We'll see that in a minute. That's the right. But let's talk about the Rush for a minute. In contrast to the simple reading of Tosas, and I would even say even the rereading of the Marshal and so on, right? But let's look, for example, at the other extreme, and that's the Rush. The Rush is Perek Aleph Siman Tes, and you have it in front of you in the sheets. You can look at it there as well. Yeah. I think it's the last page. Right? Either way, Rush Perek Aleph Siman Tes. This is based on the Gemara. Habodek Sarashi Vatel Miyad Achar Bidikaso. If you do Bidikas Chametz, then you say Subito. This is what we do. Right? We pronounce Subito twice, actually. We do it at night. You know, and then again at the time of the Sreifa during the day. Heichet Vatel, what is Bito? Is according to the Gemara. Dalar Hachi, Ko, Chamir Dika Vershu Sidolo Chasisidolo. Biarte, Vivatel, right? Bile Heve or Lechoshev.
No, he doesn't
left out Chazise.
Who left out
Chazise?
Then I see here, in the Rosh.
Yeah?
He doesn't say
Chazise. Not the Chazise, the Lo Chazise. The Biarte, the Lo Biarte. That's our, both of them.
Right.
We had to guess. Okay, yeah, that's true. That's an interesting issue. It's not for now, but right. Is it the lo chazisi or the lo biarti? You're right. Is it the chazisi with the lo chazisi, the biarti, the lo biarti? We say both. Livate v'lehev, livate v'lehev hefker. You don't say hefker either. Ka'afra da'ara. Mahabe hefker afterwards. V'lav v'dei v'lehover alav b'ayirah. Fine. My time it's orch piton. Hello, badak, upina. Call, this is a rush asking. What do you need people for? If you need bedika, let's say you only need bedika drabana. But once you have the Bedika Drabana, what do you need the Bittul Daraisa? What do you need it for? Halabada Kupina Kol Chamet Shenimsa. This is such a good job. You know? Getting all the comments out of your home. What do you need to do Bittul for? He named a mission Pirurin. Lest you say it's because of those little crumbs. Right? The Kimlan, Shalamata, the Bedika. You can't always find them. Right? Vinisharu, and they'll be there. They'll remain in the rishos. The overall of the Bayira. Ah, Vyapapi Shaina Roel. This of course now becomes very significant. Right in light of the Rashi and the Tulsa, but especially the Rashi. Aye, but you're not seeing them? Right? So if you don't see them, you shouldn't violate Bayira Bayima. Say the Bayira. Avi Shaina Roa. So the Rosh says, the Halok Siv Lotire Chametz. Pasuk doesn't say you should not see chametz. It says Ella lo yera'eh. The chametz should not be seen. Right, in light of all of our discussions about layocha, lotocha, lo yeachel, right? It's the same issue, right? Meaning the chetz of chametz should not be seen. Mashma, this is the Rosh's reading. Lo yehelecha chametz b'mokam haroy l'ri'ya. He makes it clear. It doesn't just mean, you know, that it shouldn't be, you know, he's going further. It's not only a shear on the makom. He's saying, you don't even know if there's anything there. The Rush is a strong statement about the objective violation of Bayirah, right? If the comment is in your Rishus, even if it's Eni Yadua Klal, never mind Eni Yadua Hekanu. Right? You will violate. As long as it's a Mokom, Shero'ui, right, Lira'iya. If it's in a place which in theory is visible, right, and if you were to look there, if you would happen to look there, then you can't hide behind not seeing it or even not knowing that it's there and not seeing it, right, in order to absolve yourself. Now look at the Ran, also printed here. It's also the beginning of the Sefer. Sorry?
What is
the
30 days?
What about the 30 days? So maybe again, maybe he would say you need Bittul. Right? That's the question. 30 days without Bittul or with Bittul?
No, don't we have a drasha by Gorban Riyah? Yeah,
sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, on Ola Sriya.
Ola Sriya, right.
You should say Yeh Ra'eh. Yeh Ra'eh Kol Zechorecha.
Right, Yeh Ra'eh Kol Zechorecha.
Yeah. Again, is it just, you know, is it, should be found, should be seen, should be visible.
Yeah, but the
Darshan, both. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it also, but.
I'm very anxious to see you.
Now, the Ran tackles this whole problem. The problem of, you know, what's the relationship? If you're doing Bittul, so what's Bidik and Biur? You know, and if there's Bidik and Biur, why is there Bittul? Just very quickly. But it's a famous Ran, a very famous Ran. It's right at the beginning of the fact. Ela kahu ikaran shel devar. What I want to show you is that what emerges from the Ran seems to be something in between. That so far we have. The rush is one extreme. The rush seems to be saying that you know, if comments is there, it's there. The only thing that's not clear in the rush, and what if it's anus? Let's say you checked and you did bedika and you took every precaution and still for some reason you didn't find it. Is there a principle of anus or misasek when it comes to this? Is a very famous discussion. The Makar Chaim. Makar Chaim is the Nesivus. Nesivus wrote a parish on Shulchan Aruch or Chaim. Now we know Nesivus from his parish in Chosha Mishpat, and he also wrote a parish called Chavos Das on Yoredeya. He also wrote on parts of Or Chaim, and he wrote on Makar Chaim. He also wrote, of course, on Eben Ezer. That's the Beis Yaakov, the Torah's Gittin / Beis Yaakov. But anyway, the point is that in one of his pieces, he asked the question. The question that many Achronim ask, which is, if Misasek, there's a famous discussion with Kneger, has a famous tshuva about this, if Misasek is a Maisa Vera or not. So one of the issues that is discussed in the Rishonim already is, let's say you're Misasek about the Bayrabai Matzei of Chavetz in Yerushalayim, you don't know it's there. Right? So if you say Misasek is not a Maisa Vera in general, if Misasek is not a Maisa Vera, how could you violate by Rabbi Matzei? Yet some Rishonim seem to say that, you know, there's no onus, there's no misasek. You violate by Rabbi Matzei even if you tried, even if you then you don't know it's there.
Misasek is only invalidates a maisa.
So that's the answer.
Invalidate a non-maisa.
Correct. So that's the Makar Chaim Yisod. Not everybody agrees with that. So that's the famous Yisod of the Makar Chaim. Makar Chaim says, when you have a kumva asei, when you have an action, so then we say, oh, you did this, you know, distractedly, the nisasek. Right? So a maisa, the nisasek, lo shma, maisa. But where you have a chiyuv, al yidei sheval taisa, right? Like, by Rabbi Matzei, which is meniach chometz bershuso, so then the fact that you're a nisasek is irrelevant. It's a non-action, not an action. The assumption is A, that that's true, maybe that misasek has a different effect on actions than non-actions. It's a very good, it's a very excellent suggestion, but it's not such a double question. The other assumption, of course, is that Bayi Rabbi Matzei, you know, is as passive as it seems. In other words, the Rambam always calls Bayi Rabbi Matzei meniach chametz b'shusa b'pesach. As Archi Niach, you know, it sounds like it's an active passive. You know, it's not just you didn't get rid of it, it's you retained it. So I think it's an interesting question. But anyway, that's not for now. Maybe we'll get a chance to revisit that sometime. But the point is that the rush would seem to be taking the view that Bayi Rabbi Matzei is a very objective kind of halakha. Maybe he would be one of those who would say even b'chametz she'eino yadua klal, even after bedika, where it's not only misasek, but it's a kind of an onus. The other extreme is the one that we've been seeing, which is that even if you know it's there, but you don't know where it is, or it's there in certain conditions, but you haven't seen it, that doesn't violate Bayura. Much more subjective approach. The middle approach would seem to be the idea that, you know, if it's something which is accessible, you have to try, and, you know, the only, if it's a b'mokom shiroi, let's say, lehimatze, then you violate by Rabbi Matzei. If it's a mokom she'ena ragil, you know, lihi matzei, so then not. That's the view of the Ran. That's the middle view. Ran says here, kakui karn shel devarim shezash amratar tashbisu yachol iskain be'echad mi beis devar. There could be two ways to fulfill. This is a very interesting thing. The Torah says, "Ach b'yom arishon tashdisu sa'ar mivatecha." That's how we know that you're supposed to destroy, get rid of the chametz. The phrase tashdisu is a kind of a, you know, an interesting term, right? What does tashdisu really mean? So, actually, the Gemara and Abdallah of days, right, talks about this question. Abode came to Rashi Batel. The Gemara talks about Tashbisu. So Rashi says, what is Tashbisu? Right? Mevato Belibo. Hoseu Ka'afar. That's basically the definition that the Rashi adopts. That's the definition that the Rambam in Perek Beis is going to have just for a second. There we go. I'll meet you halfway. That's an halfway. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. As Rambam says, what is Tashbisu? As Rashi does on Dalet. Second. Here we go. Mitzvah Saseh Me'at Torah Lahashbis the Chametz Kodem Zman Yisr Achilaso. Obligation to get rid of the Chametz before the Zman Yisr. Shenemar Bayomar Rishon Tashbisu Sa'armi Vatechem. That's the 14th day of Nisan. It's an attitude. Tashbisu is relating to the chametz as if it's afar bialma. And that's pretty much the perspective of Rashi and Abdallah. The problem is, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos on Abdallah says that Tashbisu actually refers to Biur. Actually, in our Mishnah, in the second parak, we have Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What is Biur Chametz? Hashbasasa b'chol davar, anything? Or in Biur Chametz, Ela b'sreifa. Where does that come in? So Tosfos says, well, that's obviously that's what Tashbisu means. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means strafe. According to Chachamim, it means hashpasaso b'chol davar. So what's bitul? The Talmud says bitul is hefker. Because shalcha yataro avataro shalachem v'shal gavoa. Right. So who did hefker? If you're mafker the chametz, you're not going to violate by rabbi matzei. But that's not tashbisu. That's just another mechanism. Side by side. So there is Tashbisu, which is Biur. That's Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. And then there's Hefker. But that's not the view of Rashi and Rambam. The Rambam is even more difficult because Rambam, Paskin's Hashbasasa B'chol Davar, relates to Biur Chametz, but it, at least in Yad HaChazaka, it's hard to know where it fits in. Because Tashbisu, the only time he ever talks about Tashbisu is in terms of Bittol. Very strange. In Pirshei Mishnayos, in the first parak, there the Rambam speaks of a Biur Chametz. It sounds like it's not just a Drabanan or a mechanism. It's hard to say it's Drabanan. The Gemara says we learn out according to Rabbi Yehuda from Nosar. Very strange to say that it's only Drabanan and it has nothing to do with the Psukim of Tashbisu. In Pirshei Mishnayos, it sounds like it's more central. There are a few places in Mishnah Torah where it sounds like it's central. Again, Reb Chaim made a whole to-do of the fact that the Rambam Paskin's Hashbasasa v'chol davar are not Sreva, it affects all sorts of Dinim Doraisa, Lava Nita Kvasei, and the problem of the Nathas Mitzvaso, if you burn up the Chametz, and it's Afer, whether you can be Nenna from the Afer or not. He certainly assumed that even according to the Rambam, Bir Chametz, B'Sreva, or b'chol davar is part of the Doraisa Din, of Chetan Dindrabana, of the Dindaraiso, which is Pashas. But the Rambam himself, it happens to be very challenging, the Rambam himself, in the Yad HaChazaka, speaks about Tashbisu in terms of Bittul. Should be aware. The Ran, as we'll see in a moment, struck a middle position, a balanced position here. The Ran says, basically, there are two Doraisa ways to accomplish Tashbisu. One is through Bittul, and the other is through Biur Chametz, Bidika and Biur. And that's just this Ran here, but you'll see how he puts the whole thing together. Tashbisu itself could be miskayim the echad mibeis dvar. Right? Again, for Tosis it's only biur. For the Rambam, and sounds that way a little bit from Rashi as well, it's only bitul. What are the two? Or even if he knows the chametz, he can get rid of it, he can eradicate it through bitul delave. Oh, im lo bitlo belibo, klal, tzarech min ha-tor she-yibdok achrav, b'chol mokom she-hu rogil le-himatze sham. This phrase, b'chol mokom she-hu rogil le-himatze sham, you'll now see, I'm just pointing out the first time. He's going to keep repeating this phrase. That is the key for Bal Yiroah for the Rav. If it's b'mokom she-hu rogil le-himatze sham, then you violate Bal Yiroah b'himatze. Even if you don't see it, even if you don't know where it is, but it's the mokom shiragi limatze sham, you violate. If it's the mokom she'ena ragi limatze sham, there's no bayiran. I don't think it's a p'tur misasek or a p'tur onus, I'm not sure, or it just isn't bayiran. One second. Biyivarenu mina olam, u bir zeru shenechlu b'nei yivarenu. That's why you have machlokas, what is beer? Lepika kol she'ena b'vatel chayiv libdok. There's no bitul mina Torah. There's a b'dika mina Torah. Kedei shalayavar b'bayiran b'yimatze. Lepik chasav Rashi shabot kenas hakametz kedei shalayaver b'bayirah b'imatze. Rashi in right on the Mishnah in the beginning of Psachim. See right in the beginning here. On that base of an aleph. Rashi says or la bosa botkin at the front. That's Rashi says botkin shelo yaber b'vayura b'imatze. Right? Tosis disagrees. Tosis says pirsha kutsu shelo labar la b'vayura b'imatze. Kashalari kim the tzarek bitol habodek tzarek shivato with the rice of the bitol b'al masagi mayat shiku b'dika klal. Tosis says it's all a dinder abanan shelo yaber l'achila etc. And the other Tosfos of Rashi, I was talking about, was Dalet of Beis. So I mentioned Midaraisa Bebitol Bealma Sagi. So Rashi says that this is a reference to the Ksiv Tashbisu, the Loksiv Tivaru, the Hashbasa, the Lev, he Hashbasa. And Tosfos has Pirsha Kutsus in the Sif Tashbisu, the Lo Tziv Tivaru, Ama Hashbasa Belev, he Kashulari, the High Hashbasa Havarahi, Lo Bittel. Right? The Tanya, Bishmaite, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Tzor Chari Omer Tashbisu, Matinu La Havaro Shiav Malacha, O Tashbisu, Amino Le Kaman Man Meachilek, Shul Mishay Shal Solomala, the Achari Surah, Mahani Bittel. Amari, the Midaraisa, the Bittel, the Alma Sagi, Mitam, the Makar Shabitla the Hefke, Riyotim Rishusa, Umutar, because Ataroa Shalakarim Bishol Gavoa, but the real Tashbisu is Biur. So the Ram says it's both. It's either Biur or Bitl. And then there's an explanation of it too. We'll explain it as we go on. And what's the key for Komokom Shirogal Himatsa? So back to the Ram. Ube Biur Zeh, Ufika Kosav Rashi Shabot Kazacham Kzelabar. So labor by Rabbi Matze behind the me sheino mevatel al mi shemevatel sugal b'hachi if you do bitlos enough el mepnei shebitlos that tolid machshatos shebnei adam vein del sein shavos bitlos a mental process they don't want to rely on you can't find something you can objectify they want to rely on it after she kalu b'kach v'loed similu ben lagamri won't be serious about it he'll just go through the motions he has to really mean it so roch hachavim hachmi shleyatzpik bitl v'tzrichu b'dika u'biur. Shu must speak gam ke min haTorah, but those work min haTorah. O mipnei shechashashu shenishana b'tefes yavol achlo, or the downside of bitul is you might eat it, right? As opposed to if you destroy it, it's not there. Mashma the tana d'masisin lo boi bitul klal ala b'dika v'haki sagile shemikim shabadak yatsi dechavasa. Im shemi yimatzei achakach gluska yefeifia. Let's say you find you miss something after the if you do bitul you're covered. If you did Bidika and Bior, won't you have a terrible problem? Let's say you're not infallible and you missed a piece of comments, and you find it. The answer is no big deal. If I ran on the altar, Hashem Atomar Lemafreya Avarlah, right? You didn't know it was there, but you should violate anyway. The Rush probably would think you would, right? Leitha says the Ran, Shari Samcha Torah Alachazakos, the Chosha Badekosan Mekavos, Sherogil Lehimatse Ben Chametz, this is not time number two, right? Yotze De Chavaso. Now, what does it mean? Misasek? Anus? Maybe. I think it's more than that. I think this is the Hagdara of Bayira Bayimatzen, meaning as long as it's something which is, you know, Lehimatse Sham. The Eila Lachush Lekika Mishme Korah, let's say you have like on the ceiling, all the way on top, you have a little piece of Chametz. Right? Lefika Kandamas Nisim, Lehiske Bifalaka Vedika Kla. Ela Shabar Abiyudu Yamar. Amarav the Chidesh, the Amar Abodek Tzor Shivatel, Maschim the Gemar Dain. The time of the reason is Shema Yivatei Guska Yafefia the Daita Iluya. Pirush Rashi Shema Mitoch Shadaita Ilu Yasha Oso Milavari. Won't he'll hold off. He'll see it. He's not going to get rid of it right away. So the problem isn't that he should violate from the Mafreya from before, but now that he can't part with this piece of chametz, now he's having a difficult. And then over Allah. Now he'll violate. Klomar, Ishas, Mitziyasa, Bielech, going forward. Abu Makami Achilo, not earlier, Shekvar Yatsi de Chobasa de Medika, Kidikasidna. Nidus Hataomer, Lafideazu, Shatar Shahomer, Tashbisu, when the Torah said Tashbisu, there's a big Kiddush. Again, it doesn't mean one or the other, like all the other Rishonim. Either one or the other, and then they all have big problems. Hainu, Ova Bito, Ova Bediko Bion. The Hainu Bechametz Yodua, that comes that phrase, either Yodua, oh, Bepnek Shash Makomo Shurogil Li Matze Bahen. Right? There's that phrase again. Aval Kol Sheino Chametz Yodua, below Makomo Shurogil Li Matze Bahen, number four, right? Lachala Alav Mitzvah Hashbosa. Shaitomer Shakol She Badak Afa Pishal Abitel Nishkar Biyada Guska Yifeti Ain Overaleha Ela Bishii Asam Bishas Mitziyasam. He'll violate for the future, but he won't violate for the past, even if he didn't destroy it, because he did a good bedika. It's now no longer a Mokom Shiroi Lehimatzebo. So even if it's there, we don't care. Of course, once we know that it's there, now it's the Mokom Shiroi it's no, it's Matzoi. Right? But it has nothing to do with Rehiyah. It has to do, what's the criterion? Makom Shiroi Limatzavai. Alma Ein Mitzvah Hashbasa Ela Al Chamit Yadua. Time number five. O Bipnei Makomos Shirogil Limatzavahem. The Yeshua Lefar Shekol Shebadak Vela Bita Lachikach Matza Guska Over Lamafreya. Sheinken Afilu Badak Mechiyah Minat Torah Lebatel Bipnei Safek Chamit Shenamatzavai. If you want to go further and say what the Rush seems to say, right, which is, as long as you have chametz in your rishus, we don't really care. Right? And you will violate the mafreya. Unless you want to say it's a patur onus. Right? So then you really should always require bitul, even if you do bidikul. Bitul, even minat Torah. The kivin de bidaraisa, the bitul be almasagi, yet to motza bidikul bir minat Torah lekadamaran. Meaning without being bitul. The zeo daiti, v'hu al derech rashi, etc. So what comes out is that there are different views about when you violate by Rabbi Matzah. Right? There's a range of views. Right? The middle view is this view of the Ran, which is Mokom Aroi Lehimatzeh. Then you have the Rush, who seems to be saying Lo Yera'eh, Lo Yera'eh, right? Which is anywhere that it is. Then there's also a question, what about Misasek, what about Anus, the Mekor Chaim, and so on. The Ran will tell you, anytime you do Bedika, it's no longer Mokom Aroi Lehimatzeh. You've transformed the Mokom into a Mokom which is no Bayir Abayi Matzeh. It's an amazing thing. Bidik is a Chalos Taraisa, according to the Ran. That's the genius of the Ran. Then in the other degree, just one second, you have
that's
the
way we do it.
Yeah.
We took the Bidik.
Right. You could say, oh, that's the Drabanan, because we're worried about eating it. Yeah. There are other explanations.
Yes.
But this is the most, you know, intriguing one. That you really turn your makom into a bais baduk, and a bais baduk is a place where there's no bayir or bayim matzah. Now, if you had to gear a that takes away the shame bais baduk, then it's already a makom or royal matzah. Then you're chayiv again, and that explains it. The other extreme is you actually have to have a ri'ya, or you have to have to, you have to know where it's matsui, or you can be mechalik between vayira and vayimat. It's a full range. Now, I just want to say that before I take the question, this is a you know, in its own right, it's important. On halakha l'maisa, it's important. When do you violate vayira vayimat? Good. But of course, it's more than that. It's about the nature of the iser of vayira vayimat. You know, to what extent, again, is it an objective kind of halacha that you just can't have chametz in your rishus? Or is it really about a relationship that you have to the chametz on Pesach? These are really two very different perspectives. It depends on actual re'ia or actual mitziah, you know, even in some cases, but even if it's only a few cases. But that shows it, it's not the objective possession of chametz in your rishus. It's that there's a certain, by having chametz in your rishus in most cases, right, that means that you're wrote to the kiyumo, that you're involved with, that's an involvement with chametz on Pesach. It's not a mitzius of chametz on Pesach. And that's a very different perspective. And that in two senses. Number one, there's a big machlokas from Rishonim about Bayura, whether Bayura by Matzah is an Isser in its own right, or it's a kind of Tziag Daraisa for Achilas Chametz. And even the Tosfos that we just mentioned before, and on base of an Aleph, right, Tosfos asks the question, it's very relevant to our topics. Tosfos says, the first Tosfos on base of an Aleph, Atam Shechniu Kan, I'm skipping a few lines down, this is like 3, 6, 9, 10 lines down. Atam Shechniu Kan, Femi Bishari Suriana. How come, when it comes to other Suriana, there's no obligation to get rid of it? Right? Of course, our big topic. Now, chametz is hetter kol shana. He means it on drabana level here. One could have, you know, projected this in a different way. The lo nesar rock the pets, and he says, "Man." So he says in a practical way, lo bedili minei. People are not going to be careful about it because they don't take it seriously all year round. It's a staple of our diet. That's one answer. So, what is the second point that Tosfos is making? Tosfos is saying, oh, there is a chumrah.
You're always going to be afraid of that.
And the fact that there's a chumrah, that there's a din of bayra b'imatzei, is also a reason to get rid of it. Shema yavo l'deachil. Or as Tosfos saying that bayra b'imatzei too, and also, is because of shema yavo l'deachil. In other words, bayra b'imatzei isn't a din in its own right. By more by month is the Siag Daraisa of Shema Yoko. Certainly these are 2 days in the Ran, very famous Ran, a continuation of the same Ran. I just didn't quote this part of it. If you look at the Ran and Aleph Omid Aleph in the Dape Harif. Again, we might have different I think it's mine is Aleph Omid Aleph. You see the part, the Dibra Maskel Masha Tzrichu Chacham Bedika Bechamas? On the first page of the round. I'm based on Aleph and Adab in the Gemara, but it's Aleph and Aleph in the Adab Be'arif. Hey, everybody have that? The paragraph starting Masha Tzrichu Chacham Bedika, the Chametz Yosef Bishari Surin, the Losom Chalabitol, Parkasav Kishosu Pein Kedir Lekain Mitzvah Tashbizu, Shechoshu Vneyonim Shalei Batlu, B'machshav Tanagamai. Vimat Omer Shechoshu Shalei Yavu Le'ochlo, So the second day of the Ran is explicit. It's not 100% clear in the second day of Tosfos. Second day of the Ran is that Bayura itself is a Siag Daraisa of Yisrachim. So if it's a Siag Daraisa of Yisrachila, I think that one could make the, certainly one could say it's about, you know, it has to be Matsui, it has to be Mira, you know, at least it can't be only Safek, maybe. I think one could say that even if you don't hold it's a siyag d'oraisa. But I'm just pointing out this machlokas rishonim, whether it's a siyag d'oraisa or not. I think it goes further than that. There's, the Gemara says on daf Hamid Beis, that Shnei Dvarim Enim Reshusa Shaladim Asan HaKosuf Kilim Reshusa. So we'll stop in a minute. One is Chametz Pesach, and there is Bar Reshusa Rabin. Meaning, Chametz is also Bana. So how can you violate by Rabbi Matze? Right? It just doesn't make any sense. Well, I mean, it should make no sense. I mean, if you assume that Yitzur Anah is a lack of bailus, which is an issue,
the lack of value.
It's certainly lack of value. The question is also lack of bailus, which is a lot of evidence. We'll discuss that actually very. It's not the next topic, pretty much.
Is there right?
If there's such a din, so then where's the value of Rabbi Matze? Built into the nature of the din Torah of Chometz, you cannot value Rabbi Matze, right? Because the Torah itself says they can't own it. That's Shnei Dvarim Shinim Rishus of Shaladam, right? It's not Nirushus Vasan Akos of Kilo Rishusa. How does it really work? It's a funny kind of halacha. Ah. So according to the Ramban and the Rambam, etc., well, what is Bittol? And why is Bittol? He's Mashvek Afradara. So there's no Bayura. Well, why? He decides, he really holds it Afar. There's a Sefer Michta where he quotes a day, he says, he's Mashvek Afradara. Once he does it, can he eat it? He's eating Afar. Right? They don't pass in that way. They talk about it. They take it literally. The way the Rambam and the Ramban understand it, probably Rashi, it's not the power of the mind to turn chametz into afar. What's really going on? The way the Rambam and Ramban formulate it, Eina wrote to the Kiyumo. It's his way of turning his back on the chametz. I don't want this chametz. I'm not interested in this chametz. It means nothing to me. I have no connection with it. That could be the pshat. Shnei dvarim enim b'shusul hodim achson akosim kilu b'shuso. If you sure I know, you don't own it. But if you wrote to the Kiyumo, the problem is you shouldn't have a relationship with Chametz on Pesach. That's antithetical to Pesach. So if you wrote to the Kiyumo, even though it's Eino B'Shuso as Yisurana, you retain that connection to the Chametz. Ah, so then the question is, it's implicit in that perspective, it doesn't have to be, but it could be, the idea that the real problem with Chametz isn't the objective ownership. What is it? A kind of rotsa b'kiyumo, having a relationship, a connection with it. Ah, so then maybe Ria, Yodea Heichan, who these all become a sine qua non for rotsa b'kiyumo to neutralize the problem of Shnei Dvarim Enim Reshusa Shalada. Or no, the idea is Shnei Dvarim Enim Reshusa Shalada, and it's a paradox, it seems right now, but nonetheless, the Torah said it's yours, it's Reshuscha. It's the very fact that it's Rishuska and you didn't get rid of it, that is the Mechayev, in which case it's good. Next week I will speak for a couple more minutes just about the Rambam and whether you can split by your own by Matzeh, and then we'll move on to the next.